Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Ivy Hoops Online. It's a relief that we're able to talk some basketball after such a long hiatus. This is George Clark. I'm at Jadwin Gym on the campus of Princeton University. The men's basketball season is only days away, and we are delighted to greet once again Tiger coach Mitch Henderson. Coach, I think this is about the fifth time that we've done this, and we appreciate it very much.
I'm glad we're getting a chance to do it, George. Took some time off, but I don't know if there's going to be a better one than the one we do today, so looking forward to it.
Before we talk about your current team and schedule, I want to observe or share with you my observation that basketball coaches, men and women, are people of action. It must have been totally bewildering when you were shut down, not to know when you would get back on the court.
Yeah, it was. Bewildering's the right word, the right way to start it. It does feel kind of like multiple seasons ago. You know, you look back, we'll have not played a game in close to 600 days once we finally take the floor again together. Many of the guys that will take the floor for us are new, almost over half the team. So never played a minute for us. But, you know, personally, it was an opportunity to kind of readjust with my own personal family, you know, get more time with, I have young kids. So while bewildering, yes, it was also like a recalibration with family. So I thought that part of it was great. Secondly, I also got a chance everything we were doing was via Zoom. You know, we had kids never having visited Princeton's campus commit to Princeton via Zoom.
Well, what were the challenges? How did you do your job in the last
Zoom,
18 months?
You know, yeah, that was it. You were on phone calls and Zoom calls. Most, you know, right there up front. I mean, it feels like, you know, April, May, and June kind of dragged along of 2020, you know, waiting to see when are we going to be allowed to go out on the road? No. Are the kids going to be playing? And then we then waited for, is the fall Ivy League sports going to happen? No. And then all of a sudden, is spring, you know, the fall, the winter. Felt like there was just these hammers that would sort of happen. But meanwhile, recruiting was going on. We were trying to figure out admissions policies. It was a really unusual year that I think we're going to be seeing and feeling forever. You know, at this point, like, it's the same job. I'm here now. We're together. We're in Jedwin. But it feels very different, you know, because I have a class of guys that never got a chance to do their official visit. They're here, freshmen. They didn't really know each other. The parents haven't met each other. You know, everything was done via Zoom remotely. And that they were, you know, we brought in five. One was somebody that was class of originally of 2020 that took the year off, Mason Hooks, took a gap year. But boy, I tell you what, like, every day I walk in here now, it does feel like, you know, while we were bewildered then, very thankful and appreciative now.
Looking back at the adjustments that you had to make, and you talk about recruiting remotely, if this freshman team is any indication for the freshman kids coming in, it looks like recruiting by Zoom was somewhat successful.
Yeah.
Are you likely to continue to some degree doing that in the future?
Yeah. Now you're getting into some of our bag of tricks here. So, you know, we tend to spend, we used to spend that break period in January for Princeton, really digging in on recruiting. And, you know, that was the time when high school kids were playing a lot of games usually. And 2020, January was no different. And we did our homework. So we got to March. We knew quite a bit of who we really liked and wanted. And then I think those kids, as they started to realize that they weren't going to get a chance to play, they were ready to make decisions. So the class committed earlier than it had ever committed. We were finished by August, basically, which is early. And men's basketball, really early. And some of the guys committed in May and June. So I feel great about the class. And not just as players, but as people. You know, getting to know somebody via Zoom, as you know, it's nice. It's not the same as getting a chance to be with somebody in person. I'm sure they feel the same way about us.
How did the kids who were here How did they communicate with each other? I assume the same way.
Yeah.
But as a group.
Group chat.
What about conditioning?
Yeah.
Did you establish programs for conditioning?
So we did. We, you know, so let's work backwards. They finally got to return to campus in January. And we had a significant portion of the team that was here. And then, you know, that was in phases, phase 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4. We didn't really get to the late phase until the end of the spring. But before then, you know, they had been communicating via group chat, you know, texting. I think some of the guys decided to go visit each other a little bit here and there, but mostly Zoom, you know, team Zooms, conversations that we were having. You know, I started some of these conversations that I was doing, these one-on-ones with some people out in the world, and, you know, I'd bring the guys in on those, Steve Kerr and Kenny Smith.
I was very privileged to see a lot of those Zoom conversations. Just talk about that for a minute, because you had interesting people, not necessarily basketball people.
Yeah. No, I got to be friendly with Steve Kerr, whose father actually went to Princeton, and Malcolm Kerr, and he's a class of 53. And I, you know, got to know him through basketball circles and asked him if he'd come on and sit and talk with me. And I wanted it to feel a little bit like what I like about Princeton. And one of the things I think is kind of the hallmarks of going to school here is you get done with practice or you get done with your regular life, and there's something fantastic going on campus. I remember when I was a student here, Jackie Robinson's wife came and spoke, and Branch Rickey's son was here, and sort of this Epcosh 50, and it was just great. And I remember walking out of there being like, not every night was sports, but you know, Steve, I think, is a leader not only for the Warriors, but in his community and a national spokesman. You know, he's sort of got a national voice. So I wanted to bring our team in and some of the women's team and some of the student athletes to have a conversation. I got with the help of Chris Mongilia, adept at Zoom and kind of having these, it's called a webinar, and sort of bringing people in, so to speak, virtually, right? Like, so you sort of, all of a sudden you're right there in front of Steve Kerr. So we had, you know, some speakers then, and then
Corey Booker,
Kenny Smith, Sue Bird.
Sue Bird was fascinating.
Yeah, how about that?
20 years a pro.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Evert.
Yeah, I know. My wife, during the Sue Bird one, told me she was hiding underneath the covers the whole time. She was so embarrassed I'd mess it up. So, because she's a big UConn basketball fan. But Carla was got a Sue Bird, and got really lucky with the guests. And I don't know, I looked at that as a way to keep us together, George. That's kind of how I looked at it.
And I would say that the results at this point appear to be a success.
Yeah.
Now you talked a little bit about your team, the kids. Your published roster includes 19 players at this point, mm-hmm. and of whom eight over two recruiting classes have no college experience. Your incoming freshman group has what appears to me to be some very promising big men. Tell us, at this point, if you can, what Tiger fans should expect from those kids this year.
Yeah, so we've had a chance to look at the freshmen now in person for over a month. We started workouts we started class early in September this year. As you know, the schedule's changed. So we've got Mason, who's from California, and he's a center. He's a real, like, kind of Princeton-type center, but a big physical kid.
6'10", 240.
Yeah, big, really big, strong kid. Went to Harvard-Westlake, was a very good player there. I was texting with him last night, and when the Dodgers won the game, and I stayed up late and watched that game. He's a huge Dodgers fan. He said, "I think I woke up the whole dorm." He's a very funny kid, and very personable, and works really hard and tough. I think he's going to be very good and have a really terrific career here. Then you've got Philip. He's a Pennsylvania kid, went to the same prep school as Keyshawn Kelman, Perk Yeoman School, bigger than you think, you know, almost 6'9", like a really kind of a, in the mold of some of the bigger guys we had here in the 90s, Chris Marquardt, Matt Eastwick kind of mold, like a big, tall, like long shooter that can guard multiple different positions, skillful.
He's really, from my area in Pennsylvania, incidentally, from the right. Drums. That's yeah. Not too far away from my home.
Well, they're good people out there, George, you know.
Thanks.
Yeah. Then we've got Garrett Johnson, and Garrett's been dealing with a couple lingering health issues, but he's, you know, really athletic, rangy, 6'7". I would call him kind of a guard wing, you know, a little bit of both. Can really shoot the ball. I think he's going to have a terrific career as well. Then Blake Peters is from Evanston, last Evanston Township kid. The Wild Kits, George, was Mason Rocca. Blake's a shooter, tough, can kind of do a little bit of everything. He's really, you see these kids play in high school, and then you get them in person, and I'll say this is true of all the freshmen, you know, they're all just really anxious to get better and improve. So that's been the hallmark for all of them, and certainly it's true of Blake. You know, he's a worker, but really what we're expecting him to do is can really guard multiple different types of guards and can shoot it. And then, you know, finally we have Darius Gakwasi from Portland. Darius is almost 6'5", really physical defender, can guard, again, multiple different positions, also a really good shooter, very high basketball IQ. I would say the freshmen they're spending a lot of time together. You know, they eat their meals, they kind of leave here, and they're sticking together, and they're navigating their way, you know, independently of one another, but also sticking close together, which is always a really good sign that the freshman group kind of is clicking. I can't say that that's something to do with us, just a little bit of a testament to them. I think it's going to be a excellent class. Again, they haven't played in any games, but, you know, while they weren't here at Princeton, they had their own COVID issues, you know, multiple seasons canceled and recruiting changed for them. So thrilled that we have this class with us.
Well, in your sophomore class, you have a very interesting kid from Australia.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about him.
Lei Adebayo is from Melbourne, and I'm going to pronounce the name wrong. He teased me. It's called Aylesbury School in Melbourne. And, you know, he's with us last spring. You know, he enrolled as a freshman. So did the other two, Matt and Zach. All three of the current sophomores enrolled last year, so they've all been here, but they haven't really experienced a normal year. Lei is about 6'7", a little bit similar for us in the Tosan mold. Really long, can guard a lot of different positions, fast, athletic, and I feel like can make an impact both on both ends of the floor. But in particular, we feel like, you know, that's a position in our league that's been really good over the years, where you can guard, again, interchangeable defensively. Then Zach Martini is another sophomore from right here in New Jersey.
Gil St. Bernard.
That's right. And very, very much of a local kid, really like physical, 6'7", 6'6", 6'7", strong, plays really, really hard, can shoot, can guard fives, which is, you know, you'll hear me talk about this, and you have, like, the ability to guard different guys on the floor while you're playing really helps.
Well, he's listed at 235 pounds, yeah, so I'm sure he's a bank.
Yes, he's a big, thick kid. His brother plays football. Yeah, he is. He's a really strong kid. And then Matt Alaco, we're calling him Mush. That was his nickname in high school. I'll let him tell you why they call him that. Kind of like Mush Mouth, he talks a lot, which is, we love that about him. He's from Columbus area and had a terrific high school career and played on a really good high school team with a really well-coached high school team. Point guard, kind of a lead guard, really a heady player. I would say that the thing that Matt does really on a high level, he competes and he leads by example. So I'm thrilled about the sophomore class. Again, I almost feel like one of the things, I think maybe Zach or Mush, I can't remember who said it, but They said they met more people in the first 2 days of sophomore year than they had in the entire freshman year. You know, they really didn't see anybody there, even though they were here on campus in the spring. There wasn't really any connection.
Well, let's talk about what's the players coming back. Ryan Schwieger and Jerome DeRozier moved, transferred in order to play another year. But you have a really solid core of returning kids, starting with, in my judgment,